RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not right.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have my wing boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the house with the show, and till then his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Hands up as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It is officially a Frog Boy Friday here on Tobin and Leroy. And that is the name of the show, but today we're going to be a little something different, a little something different. I remember during the times of pandemic, when the boy Vlad would come by the crib, we'd be in the backyard conversing. And we would whip out the laptop and the microphone and be like, you know, man, with this podcast thing, I think we can get this done, bro. I think we can get this done. And we chop it up on the mic. And now you guys got a preview of that.
Then you moved.
Then I moved. But yeah, today it's the Vlad and Marcos show for sure right here, from 10 to 2. We are the post-Christmas crew. Vlad, how was your Christmas?
It was good. It was regular.
Nice. I like a nice and quiet holiday.
Family Merry Christmas.
Say that again?
I didn't even wish my family Merry Christmas, nor did they wish me Merry Christmas.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't talk to my mother, which is horrible, on Christmas to like 10 p.m.
It's just another holiday, bro.
It's just, you know, at a certain point, what are we doing here, really? What are we know who it's for. And it's obviously
it's
children.
It's for Tadpole.
Correct. And by God, yesterday, did he have himself a time?
He's a very demanding young fella.
You know, I appreciate
Mommy,
that.
Open this now.
I appreciate someone noticing because he is a bully. He is a dictator and a bully. But he had himself a time yesterday. First year, didn't really know what the hell was going on with life yet. Second year, didn't really understand the idea of like how to unwrap the paper. This year that he's rolling into almost three, this was his year for sure. I could have wrapped up an avocado and he would have been like, whoa. It really was great to see, man. It really was. I gotta admit, that made the holiday for me.
Awesome. I'm glad he
did. Did you happen to catch any sports?
I did. It was nothing but a plethora of sports yesterday with five NBA games that started off well. The Knicks beating the Cavaliers in an exciting game and ended off well with Nikola Jokic, the Joker, with a 50-point triple-double in an overtime thriller. And then, you know, you saw great performances by players in other games, at least the NBA-wise. The NFL games, oh, my man. They were basura.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell the NFL is doing, right? And I can understand putting these games on paper beforehand and being like, oh, these are going to be good games. I totally get it. But Christmas is basketball's holiday. Am I like, when did the NFL just recently start? Like, man, but like, they're just
during
like,
COVID, there was nothing else besides the NFL. So they saw all the ratings and the money that they were getting when they were playing games during, like, you know, the middle of the week, and that's why they jumped on it. And
no respect,
it was bad.
Yeah, you nailed that on the head perfectly with the NBA slate in regards to it starting off with a bang, ending with a bang. This NFL slate was just started off with a dud, ended with a dud. Like, there's no other way to describe it.
There was no juice to any of the games, man.
No, there was, let's see. We had the Lions put up the ugliest game I've ever seen before, and the Vikings win with their quarterback putting up, 51 yards throwing, if I'm not mistaken?
Dude, we had three games that had backup quarterbacks starting.
Oh, yeah. How could you not forget the
all the home teams, Olympic as a matter of fact. All the home teams had backup quarterbacks starting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we don't know what J.J. McCarthy is yet necessarily, but like if you plan this beforehand, you're like Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, Dak, Jared Goff. You know, the Vikings are usually a good team. So I get it, NFL. I totally get it. But this is what happens when you're greedy.
What happens?
You put up crap on a holiday. This is just, unfortunately, look, Chris Oladukin dribbled a ball at one time, six turnovers from the Lions, and like the Commanders and the Cowboys, it's just like, all right, okay. Basketball, though, the Knicks, record-breaking fourth-quarter comeback, down 17 points. And then Donovan Mitchell made it interesting at the end there with you know, miraculous three and miraculous dunk. But still, man, the boys held on. So kudos to you, Vlad. Kudos. I know you're watching that. Like, you know, proud of your boys. Your boy got married, too. Or engaged, I should say.
He got engaged.
Engaged, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. All downhill from here.
Are you speaking from experience?
What? Oh, what are you talking about? I love you. I love you. You're listening? I'm not going to lie, though. Shout out to Wifey. She did look out yesterday for Samsung. I'm sorry, for Samsung, for Christmas, because I'm looking at this damn watch. She got me a Samsung watch, and she got me the, I don't know where they are, the Meta glasses.
Oh, nice, man. Nice.
Yeah. So I can go around making content hands-free now for y'all boys. So. Shout out to her. Definitely, she looked out. Let's see. Any other headlines from yesterday? Speaking of headlines, these headlines are brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. For those who may be just tuning in right now, it is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Your radio, your YouTube, whatever the case may be, is not broken. Leroy out today. Tobin out today. And I'm assuming Figgy out today.
Of course, Figgy's up. Good for her. Yeah. She deserves it.
You go, girl. So it is just our boy Vlad holding things down at the producer station.
Dude, I'm talking about this is a ghost town in here, bro.
You know, I got to be there later for the Heat game. So I was like, look, let me save myself the time of either going and coming back or being there all day. But I can imagine, bro. I can imagine you may be the only body in the building right now.
I am the only body in the building.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I am the only body in
the building. You can poop with the door open, bro.
I could do anything now.
You really can.
I can do anything.
I wouldn't suggest it, though. I wouldn't.
I do believe the building is open for, you know, for others, for other employments, you know, other occupations. But, yeah, it's only me, Dolo, holding it down. And, Marcos, I know we're doing headlines, and, you know, there's a major headline, at least a major rumor had coming down here in South Florida. I see that you're wearing your Dolphin jersey, and it involves the Dolphins. And it involves one person you might be familiar with.
I'm familiar with his work.
I know you're familiar with his work. Local kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's playing who's playing the DMV right now?
Pretty cold up there, don't you think?
And apparently he and Baltimore have started to part ways, maybe, not seeing eye to eye. And now Lamar Jackson is rumored to be available maybe in the offseason. And right now, with the Dolphins situation, that quarterback very, very shaky going into 2026. Could the Dolphins make a move to acquire one Lamar Jackson, bring the boy back home to South Florida, and quarterback the local team?
Dear 6 pound, 8 ounce baby Jesus, I know yesterday was your birthday, but if you're out there listening, if you're not hungover, do you drink? I don't know. Water to wine? I'm sorry.
I mean, he does drink wine.
You know, at the very least. And I mean, you're of age at this point. But if by any chance you're awake right now, got one more thing on my list there, big guy. One more thing on my list there. A Lamar Jackson reunion would completely, because as of right now, let's take this out of the picture. The Miami Dolphins turnaround project is years away. Absolute years away. Lamar Jackson takes that 5-year turnaround to one offseason.
All right. First of all, it doesn't have to take
one offseason.
Marcos doesn't have to take 5 years. Denver had the same situation with Russell Wilson, and it didn't take 5 years. It took him maybe a year or two.
They got good leadership.
Right. So clearly something that's been talked about, obviously, is that you're going to have a new general manager, and more than likely, you're probably going to have a new head coach and a new quarterback. So whoever the GM is going to be, he's going to come in and decide if he wants who he's going to want to be his quarterback, as well as the head coach. So, therefore, do the Dolphins, who probably might be selecting like in 10 to 15 area, 10 to 13 area, I'll say 10 to 15, 10 to 15 area in the draft. Heard Omar talk with when he was on the Joe Rose show with Dan and Trevor filling in for Hollywood and Joe during the holidays. I heard him and Perk talking, Chris Perkins of the Sun Sentinel and Omar Carrolly of Miami Herald. And they were talking about, you know, who was at fault, you know, between the three of McDaniel, Chris Greer, and Tua. Well, Chris Greer, that body's been given to the streets already. Think the streets need more bodies. Right?
Yeah. No, I think
and if you have more, yeah. So that it's a cleanse, a cleanse. Whoever that new GM is, he has a decision to make. Do you give up those, you know, whatever assets you have, picks, or do you wait and take a guy like a Ty Simpson who might be available to you when you're drafting? And do you bring a bridge quarterback to hold it down for a year, or, you know, at least half a season, and then allow the rookie quarterback or whoever you draft, if you do draft the quarterback in the first round, then to come in and take over? Or do you just, go into the Kyler Murray sweepstakes? Because those might be the quarterbacks that are going to be available. I mean, but getting a Kyler Murray is like getting a Tua. They're both the same type of quarterback, where they're leaving their team to go to another situation to better their status, you know, to better their prospects. Because 5 years, they both got 5-year deals. They both got paid very well after their rookie contract, and they both haven't really succeeded since signing that contract. So that's it's an interesting situation right now with the Miami Dolphins.
Look, I've seen the Kyler Murray things as well. And although I do feel Mike McDaniel, if he is retained, because I also have seen that on the table as well, could do some crazy things with Kyler Murray, Devon Achan, Jalen Wright in the backfield. Because right now he's doing it with statue Tua. You know, there is no threat of a run on that end. You add a little bit of mobility back there, whether it's Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray, and I think some things that can get designed would have the NFL shocked, you know, not knowing what to do.
But here's my thing, Marcos. It's this, right? It's you were brought in to help this quarterback. And you went to that man and said, "Now you got to give him $230 million. We need him." Yeah. And then now you and that quarterback relationship has frayed. Like, I don't know if I can trust you with anymore. After 4 years, I've given you 4 years to improve this roster, to get this roster, to get this team to levels to compete with the Baltimores, to the Buffaloes, and the Kansas Cities. And then now, after giving him the money that you asked me to, you co-signed that. That's the thing. You co-signed his contract. You went up to me and said, in order for us to go anywhere, you need to give Tua his extension. Tua got the extension. And since he's gotten the extension, this organization has gone. So.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
So do you want to go in with Mike McDaniel being more of a lame duck coach going into next season? And if what if the team starts bad? If they like another 0-4 start, then you fire him? Or you just cleanse this right now? That's the question.
That is indeed the dilemma. You know, I guess it comes to what argument is made to Stephen Ross. This is a guy who kept Chris Greer for 20 plus years. So am I going to be necessarily surprised if McDaniel lasts another year? No. Do I necessarily want it? Now, I don't blame him for the failures of the team. I do think my honest opinion of Mike McDaniel is I do not think he is a leader of men. I think he is an exquisite offensive coordinator. And I think one of the most brilliant minds in the NFL. But I do not think he is a leader of men, in that I don't feel the roster respects him. And I feel as if when things get bad, no one is going to dig deep and fight for their coach. You know, and another thing is he does have a character flaw of adjustments, second half adjustments, whether it's in the game or in the season. Historically, it just starts good and ends up bad. Those are things you don't want to carry on into a new regime. So I get it.
So, yeah. What?
The Dolphins seem to have a lot on their plate. And we will continue to discuss that more. We'll dive into the logistics of how the Miami Dolphins can get that done. If a rebuild happens, Vlad, I'm going to have you pick some people you'd like to keep. I'm going to pick some people we'd like to keep. We got that. We're going to discuss the Miami Heat. Look at the snap. They're losing streak as well.
They playing tonight.
Tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off. Coverage begins right here at 5:45 with the preheat. I will be producing the game, so I'm almost positive we're going to win because I'm the best. But fingers crossed, because it has not been looking good. We're actually going to come back with 15 minutes of heat and discuss that and more from yesterday's games. Stay tuned to a very special edition right here of Tobin and Leroy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And for the Twitch audience and YouTube audience... Relax yourself. Please settle down. It is the Tobin and Leroy show. Vlad and Marcos holding things down. We're going to give you 15 minutes of heat right here. And 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the pricey tow, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Your Miami Heat. Today, back in action. Like I mentioned before break, coverage begins right here at 5:45 p.m. with the preheat. Tip-off is 7 p.m. And what is it, six in a row, I believe, the Miami Heat have lost. Mm. It is not an ideal situation to be. We started off pretty strong. Getting hit with a bit of an injury bug, but seems like they lost their mojo.
They've lost eight of their last nine. They had a five-game losing streak, then they beat the Nets, and then they've lost three in a row after beating the Nets.
Jesus.
Yeah. Eight out of the last nine is nasty.
That's nasty work indeed. That'll drop you, especially.
Well, you know, drop you where you guys love to be.
Yeah, you know, the play-in. That's where we're comfortable.
That's, you are the lords of Plainville, as Tobin would love to say. So, yeah.
The Heat take on the 15-16 Hawks today, who are
also going through their own problems.
For sure, but they got this guy, Jalen Johnson, who's out here balling. He's averaging like a triple-double almost. I think he leads them in points, rebounds, assists, and... No, something like that with the Miami Heat. This guy's going to come in and have one of those staple games against us. You know how the Hawks and us. Always these annoying little petty games. But like I said, I'll be producing tonight's game. So I'm going to be the bit of good luck that they need.
So the two teams of Plainville are facing off against each other.
Yeah. Oh, there's a community of Plainville teams. But the two leaders, the two head honchos, usually fighting for that 10th spot.
Oh, yeah, it's Miami, Atlanta, and Chicago. So it's always a three-way dance between those three teams.
Really unfortunate spot to be in, for sure. Let's see if we can put together a little parlay, though, Vlad. I'm going to give you some bets. You tell me if you're going to take the over, under. What do you think about these? So at the very least, you know, let's make a little bit of money. And let's start with the game. Right now, the Hawks are favored by 2.5. What are you thinking? Do we take cover the spread? winner, they're plus 115. The Heat are plus 115.
I need to know. Who's playing. Is Tyler coming back from injury?
That is a good point. That is definitely a good point. That should weigh into it. I don't see any Tyler Hero props as of right now.
So Tyler's not there. Okay.
They may know something. Let's see. Heat's Hero still out with Adebayo added to the injury report. Larson and Jovic expected back. And that was 13 minutes ago from Ira Winderman.
Okay. Okay. So they're getting some reinforcements back. Damn, bro. Both teams are really, like, they're similar. They're the same. It's like a Spider-Man meme. I want to take the Heat. Like, you want to, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Heat to win. Take the money
line.
Take the Heat in the money line, bro.
All right, cool.
Take the Heat in the money line. I can't see them losing another game like this. I understand everybody was excited with the great start. The offense was going, was just ridiculous the way they were just putting up points. But sooner or later, that type of play is going to catch up to you. And I'm wondering right now if it's catching up to them right now with these injuries. But Miami's always have some type of injuries going into the season or somewhere along the season. They got to, we're almost getting to the point where we're about to turn, we're about to turn into the new year, and then you're going to go into the trading deadline. You go into the All-Star break and the trade deadline. They're going to have to figure out what they're going to do to, you know, if they want to make any noise this season, because it was great early, but now you're starting to show who you really are. One game they can score, they can't play defense. Another game, they can't score and play defense.
I'd say like a quarter of the season is out of the way, right? You'd say like a quarter of the season, more or less.
Third of the season is out the way right now.
Technically it is. Yeah, with 30 games.
Yeah, they're 15-15. They're 30 games, so there's only 52 left. So it's more than a third. You're a third out.
Yeah, time to pick it up. To figure it out.
Definitely time to pick it up, because you don't. The East right now is only looking like a three-man race, three-team race. It's Detroit, New York, and possibly Boston. Cleveland has struggled. Orlando struggled. You can make a case that if you get your act together, you could be a top six seed and get out of Playinville.
All right, let's see if we can get ourselves a couple dollars. We're going to go ahead and parlay that money line, Heat money line. What do you think of these props right here? They got Norman Powell listed at 25.5.
I don't know where Norman's going to feel, because Norman called the team out the other day. So does Norman?
Did he?
Yeah, he called that. Well, he called them out because he just feel like they weren't listening to what coaches are providing them to do. They're not listening. They're not executing. They're not doing anything. And he was calling them out. He was calling the young guys out. So does he go out and try to lead by example? I mean, he led with words, but does he also lead by example by going out and try to put a 30-piece on? Or do you share the ball? Because there's one guy that needs to score. That's Bam.
Yeah, for sure.
What's Bam's player props right now?
19.5.
And there's no Porzingis for Atlanta, correct?
There is not.
All right. I think you might as just I'm gonna pull Hockman and just go double-double. Go to combo double-double for Bam.
Ooh.
It might be like minus 130 or something like that.
Let's see. Double-double, Bam, -145.
Yeah. He couldn't get a double-double the other night. But I'm thinking about after Christmas, he spent time with his lady. They had a beautiful holiday moment. My man Bam's putting a 20-10 tonight.
I like that. I'll add that to the parlay. Double-double for our boy Bam.
Double-double for our boy Bam. And over rebounds for Khalil.
That is solid, because he had a 25-20 game the other day.
Yeah, if it's like, 11.5, 12.5?
11.5 right on the head. You had that.
Grab it. Jump on that.
Jump on that right there, boss. Let's see. What about some assist numbers? You think anyone's going to be dishing the ball today?
Well, Jalen Johnson will probably be dishing, but I don't know if you want to be putting money on his
team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have Davion Mitchell here at over 7.5. What bothers me is these hooks. Like, I feel Norman Powell will hit 25, and they have him at 25.5. And they have Davion Mitchell at 7.5 for assists, and I feel like he's going to hit 7. So that's usually
that's where they get you on the hooks.
That's where they get me every time. That's where they get me every time. They know things. But I'm going to go back to points because I do feel like there's still some questions that are being had here. If Bam Adebayo is listed at 19.5, and we want him to have a good game, and we want Norman Powell to have a good game, who's going to be that third scorer that's going to step up for Miami? Is it going to be Andrew Wiggins? Is it going to be Jaime Jaquez? Or is it going to be someone, you know, a little bit less expected, such as like a Kalel or Davion? That's, I think, the third scorer, if the Miami Heat are going to win today, which we're betting that they are, is going to have to be someone who's putting up close to 20 points. So with that being said,
I like Jaime.
15.5. What do you think of that?
I think Jaime can get you 15.5.
I think so.
See, Jaime can get you 15-5-5. Like, really, realistically, that could be his stat. Like, he's a 15-5-5 guy. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He's the only guy that gets into the paint. That's the problem with this team. Nobody scores inside the paint for this team. And you're not going to win in this league if you can't get points in the paint. I mean, that's just, you're not going to advance in the playoffs. You're not going to advance anywhere if you can't get points in paint. Because there are nights you're not going to hit the three, and if you can't hit the three, you got to figure out another way to score, and that's the problem with the Heat right now. And I think that's a lot of problems that the fan base, Heat Nation, been, I want to say, dealing with Bam, because they know Bam is such a good player, but do people appreciate all the little things that he do because he doesn't put up gaudy numbers and that's what they want? Or do you appreciate everything that comes with being the leader and captain of the team? So not only he has to be accountable for himself, but he also has to be accountable for everybody else.
Now, speaking of Bam, we've already put that he's going to get a double-double. I need one more bet to add to our parlay so that I feel... Okay, I was going to go for blocks, but I'm looking at both of them.
No, look at the three. I bet you, wait, is Norman like at least 2.5?
3.5.
Ugh, that's tough.
Yeah, like, I know. 2.5. Andrew Wiggins is the next Miami Heat player at over 1.5.
You know who you should get? Simone.
You know what? I would not list it.
Dang. What about Davion? 1.5? Davion will get you 1.5.
Not listed. Only other Miami Heat player listed beyond Andrew Wiggins.
But it's still early. It's still early. It's still early.
It is still early. They got Kalel Ware, surprisingly, though, at over 1.5.
That might be something to jump on because he's actually been. Listen.
Yeah.
This kid Ware is really good, man.
Like, no, he's really good.
You could see the talent. And I'm happy that. It's so easy to say that Spo was holding him back or anything like that. But I mean, Spo's the best coach in the league. So you go with Spo and what he sees. But what this kid's been doing, at least up until the last game against the Raptors, where I think everybody just played terrible, he's been putting up some serious numbers, bro. Serious numbers, and he's showing you that he can put the ball in the basket in a variety of ways. From the outside, he can rebound, putbacks.
I think
think you should focus more. I think maybe he should start to be the focus of the offense and a little bit more focus of the team. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you have a young, possibly franchise center, and every game that he's played, he's just been improving. So.
Look, we've been clamoring for it. You know, if you listen to Tobin and Leroy has been asking for years for more Kalel Ware. Tobin has too. We all have. I think we all see it. Obviously, we trust the process with Spo, but you can't see that guy play and help but think, like, we need more of this. We need more of this guy, for sure. Our parlay, just to recap,
yes, sir,
before we go to break here, It's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good. Right now, we're at plus 1,400.
Mm.
We have Heat to win.
Yes.
Bam Adebayo double-double.
I like it.
Khalil Ware over 11.5 rebounds.
I like it.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. over 15.5 points.
Yes.
And Khalil Ware over 1.5 threes.
I like it.
You put a little $10 on that? That's $150 right there.
That's a good $150 right there.
Listen, that's easy work. That's easy work. That is the type of stuff you're going to get here today, Vlad. We're making the people money.
I guarantee you, once they make the money, we're going to be getting texts. Hey, man, played your parlay. Played your parlay. It hit, man. What else do you have? You got anything for the Dolphin game on Sunday?
I didn't believe in the Magic until my baby, my two-year-old, pulled helmets out of a bag and went 4-1.
He was so right. He was right.
You know, if the Lions didn't have a collapse, he would have been 5-0. But that's just been that kind of season for them. We're actually going to talk more about that in the next hour. But before we do, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to focus on the day-to-day, what celebrities will be wishing happy birthday, historical moments on this day. I got something for you, Vlad. I bet you didn't know that today on this day, this very, very important thing started. I'll tell you that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the Tobin and Leroy Show right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, my God. Nice little frog there. Right there start man? The almost died.
Almost sounded died. Like that.
No way, no. We are live here on a beautiful football Friday, December 26th.
One more week, buddy.
Oof. Did this year fly by, or am I just like the stereotypical?
No, the season did not fly by. Here's what happens. When you're having a bad season, and take it from a Jet fan, I've noticed very much. I noticed a lot. So when you're having a bad season, right, Yeah.
It seems, especially when you start off bad, it seems like this season is going to last forever, right?
Yeah.
Then you start picking up steam, and then you're like, oh, maybe you can make a second half run, right? And then when you see your name in the hunt, you know, then you're like excited. And then when you're not in the hunt anymore, it's just like, I'm done with it. I'm just done with this. Right. It's like, just a couple more weeks and we're done with this. But, yes, early in the season, when they were struggling, it felt like it was a long football season. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I said, we're going to be looking at day-to-day. Not a lot of great celebrity birthdays today for December 26th. I mean, let's start off with someone.
What's the special being born the day after Christmas? You know what I mean?
Day after
the Christmas. The day after. You're second fiddle.
Yeah. Natalie Nunn. You familiar with Natalie Nunn?
Natalie Nunn. The actress?
Reality TV star.
Okay. Yeah. What about her?
Whatever. Birthday today, turning 41. I thought maybe. I'm like familiar with the name, but I'm like not into, you know, Love Island.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know who she is. Yeah. Okay.
Another person here that I vaguely know, but I'm not going to lie to you. What I do know him for is being completely obnoxious, and that's Jared Leto.
Great actor? Yeah, he is, man.
All right. Maybe he is. My thing against him, Joker. Hated it. I hated his interpretation of Joker, bro.
You didn't like that?
No.
Okay.
I could be comparing it to Heath Ledger's.
Well, you can't. I mean, that's like comparing every quarterback to Marino.
You know what, as a Dolphin fan, I can't tell you how many times I heard that.
Like, what?
Oh, you think he's good? Marino, you said. I'm like, all right, bro. Well, we don't have Marino.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, you can't, I mean, what, you know, what he did with that Joker character is, it was legendary. So you're comparing Jared Leto's version of it. It's not that good. It's not the same. I want to say it's not like, the same. It's not the same.
I thought he looked cool. I like the teeth and stuff like that. I like the car, but like, his laugh was stupid to me. And another thing that I found out is, like, you know, when the world stopped in 2020, I think it was like March or something like that, right? When everyone was officially shut down, they started shutting down the games and stuff like that. Apparently, Jared Leto was in like a retreat of some sort that had no technology or connection to anything. So he came back like 15 days after the pandemic had started.
Mm-hmm.
And was kind of like, what's going on? I had no idea this was going on. And for some reason, it just pissed me off that he just was like,
He's a different character actor. Like these guys, him, who's the guy who played Bale, Christian Bale. These guys, Heath Ledger, like you said, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Those guys really get into their character. So,
grow up, Jared Leto. I don't know. I didn't know
Broadway COVID telling people to grow up. Look at you telling somebody to grow up.
Guy,
the
dude.
Audacity.
He's like a look at me, Louie. Oh, I didn't know. I was too busy aligning my chakra.
Thank you. Thank you, Heatcheck 84. It's called method acting. He's a method actor. By the way, he was great in Lord of War.
Oh, you see? That's what I'm saying. There could be other movies that are like, because obviously this guy has, there has to be a reason why. He's made it as far as
he's a really great actor, bro. He's really good. But
I'm not denying it, you're right. I have a personal bias against him. Wouldn't be the last guy.
Well, happy born day to Jared.
Yeah, right? I'm sorry. I'm disparaging his name.
On his birthday. This day.
Kit Harington, best known for his role as Jon Snow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, he turns 39 today. And then the list gets very bare, as the only other recognizable name is Pentagon Jr., if you're a wrestling
fan. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Turned 40. Alexander Wang, if you're familiar with
high fashion.
He turned 42. And then the last recognizable name, slightly, is Chris Daughtry, 46.
The singer?
Of American Idol fame, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so a little light list, but you know, a couple names we know here and there. These are a couple days that are meant to celebrate. Last time we were here, we're celebrating Festivus.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Now we can celebrate National Candy Cane Day on December 26th, which is, to me, a ploy by the candy cane industry to sell the remainder of their candy canes. And
wait a minute, that's a good point. You know they were selling candy cane throughout the whole month of December, so they just turned December 26th into Candy Cane Day. Get everything out of stock, man. We're putting everything out of stock.
Yeah, smart. You're not fooling me, dude. You are not fooling me. Someone else hopped on that, too. National Thank You Note Day. So they're like, hey, look, a lot of people are going to want to say thank you for their gifts. Let's make it a day. Boom.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's good marketing.
That's very good marketing.
And then the last one, I think, also has to do with Christmas. Let's say you didn't like what you wanted, or you didn't like what you got, and you wanted to whine about it. But you're like, it doesn't feel right to whine. Unless it was National Whiners Day.
Today's National Whiners Day?
Today is the day after Christmas is National Whiners Day.
This is very interesting, because I like to know, why would you whine after somebody spent money on you and presented you with a gift?
I just don't even, let's see.
That's bad. Like, why would you want to whine? That's messed up.
Reverend, maybe this is let's see, because I was like, I don't understand this. Why would they do this? It says, I think it says Reverend Kevin Zamborni created National Whiners Day in 1986 in hopes of encouraging people to be thankful for what they have instead of being unhappy, whining about what they do not have.
I think it went the other way around.
I don't understand. So he's like,
For people to appreciate what they have instead of whining about it, and then he called it Whiners Day?
Called it National Whiners Day.
Shouldn't it be just called National Appreciation Day? NAD?
Minus one to that guy.
Why?
Yeah, NAD. You know, it should be that. You know, we should all be celebrating NAD.
We all should be NADs.
Before we go to break here, two quick facts about today. The first Kwanzaa celebration in 1966, a week-long festival celebrated to honor African-American heritage and culture.
Nice.
And this is the big one here that I knew that you didn't know this information, so I wanted to drop this fact on you before we go to break here. The Curse of the Bambino
started on December 26th.
1919, December 26th, in a move that would haunt Boston sports for 86 years, the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees. The Yankees went on to become a dynasty while the Red Sox entered a legendary championship drought that was broken in, what was it, 2004? I can't remember.
2004.
Wow, what a life. Yeah, Curse of the Bambino, man. State's got history.
Well, that was a good gift for us.
Now, when we come back, we will discuss in just a plain old hour or two the potential of Lamar Jackson returning to his stomping grounds of South Florida, as well as preview.
So would this be called Our Lamar next year?
Our Lamar.
Or the Lamar Hour?
It's Our Lamar. It's Our Lamar. Sounds so much better.
So easier. It just rolls off. It's so smooth.
God, that was good. You know what, dude? I'm going to make that song. When they come back on Monday, we're doing that. That's going to be great. All right, we got more trouble to leave when we come back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.